Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta
right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars, because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Abusers in Hollywood are as old as the Hollywood sign itself. And while fame is the ultimate prize in Tinseltown, underneath it lies a shroud of mystery. Binge this season of Variety Confidential from Variety, Hollywood's number one entertainment news source and iHeart podcasts. 6 episodes are waiting for you right now to dive into the secret history of the casting couch, to explore the scandalous history of Hollywood's casting process. Listen to Variety Confidential on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Johnny B. Goode, the host of the podcast Creating a Con, The Story of BitCon. This podcast dives deep into the story of Ray Trapani and his company, CentraTech. I'll explore how 320-somethings built a company out of lies, deceit, and greed.
I've been saying since a very young age that I was going to be a millionaire. If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
Listen to Creating a Con, The Story of BitCon on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Motherfucking mini-episode. Mini-episode. Motherfucking mini-episode.
Yep. There it is, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another phenomenal mini episode of My Mama Told Me,
the podcast where we dive deep into the pockets of Black conspiracy. I'm trying my best.
It's the motherfucking remix.
I get nervous when we start.
No, it's okay. And we finally worked to prove the conspiracies that you, the listener, have at home. This is a very high pressure situation.
This is.
It's like when you come out of the fucking back in your warm-ups, like,
yeah.
And people are screaming and shit.
Yeah. It's like coming out of the tunnel.
Yeah. And you're like, I think I know how to play basketball, but I don't know if I know how to play it like this.
And then you see one person with a sign that says, like, Langston sucks, and you get in your head.
Yeah, it's like, oh, fuck you, Langston. And it's like, whoa.
Specific.
Y'all can do that?
Yeah. I'm the third point guard.
Yeah. Why do you hate me so much?
Yeah.
I'm not the face of this team.
That's how it feels. We soldier on. Onward and
upward. Yeah. And listen, we have to soldier on because we're dealing with the conspiracies of our listeners. And today specifically, we got an email from a person named Marcus.
Wait, before though. As per Olivia, I just do want to say,
right.
I was in the streets. Shout out to my friend Rayshawn. She's just Black, but she has biracial siblings. And her biracial siblings from her Black father, all with different white mothers, I believe, all got ass.
Damn.
She said every one of them bitches got ass.
Damn. So the theory remains.
The theory remains that Black fathers
make
are giving
booties.
Up that ass.
Damn.
No. That's not the best way to say it.
Black fathers are giving up that ass. Call me now. I don't know why that's a commercial.
Yo, Miss Cleo.
Yeah, Miss Cleo's in it for some reason. She comes
Call
back
me now for your free booty.
My father give it to you.
My papa give you a big dunk dunk. I don't know what they're calling that, man. I don't know.
She didn't either. She wasn't really Jamaican, and
no,
she's not with us anymore.
No, she was from Baltimore.
Yeah, that was just a regular-ass Black lady being real offensive in a sweet spot in the 90s where you didn't have to worry about nothing.
No, it was a 1-900 number. You didn't think they were really that race.
No, you knew exactly what Miss Cleo was, and if you pretend otherwise, fuck you.
You knew she was not Jamaican, and you knew they weren't hot and horny girls.
Those were lonely single mothers on the other side of that call.
Which they could have advertised as such. I still would have dialed in.
There's a bunch of people who would have still called. But we can't. Okay. Our conspiracy, our email comes from a person named Marcus. Marcus sent us a very aggressive email, top to bottom, I would say very aggressive. And it's the subject is Magic's Killer Johnson. Killer Johnson. He says, "Hey, Langston and David, I know you saw my previous emails, nigga. Don't play with me." And then he just goes into the next thing. He doesn't like stop.
What were his previous emails?
I don't know. This nigga Marcus apparently has been trying to contact us endlessly, and and we just haven't paid him any attention. But he says, "So I watched an HBO show from the 80s show Showtime Lakers, and it reminded me about a conspiracy theory I heard from my wild ass uncle. My mama told me Magic Johnson didn't retire because he contracted HIV. The NBA forced him to retire because his legendarily large Johnson killed a few women and they got tired of covering up the killings."
See, that's why we didn't listen to your other email, Marcus. You got stupid shit to say. Have you been on the internet? If girls could die from huge pipes, Gianna Michaels would have passed in 02. Like, what are you talking about? Jada Fire, you think she would still be alive?
Magic Johnson is splitting women in half. Just up the middle with his giant penis, and the NBA is so tired of these dead women that they force him to retire from this sport.
We got to cover up all these dead women.
Magic, you're killing us, and you're killing these bitches.
Last time you played the Timberwolves.
Half of Minnesota was dead. Dead, Magic.
We're losing bus drivers, PTA presidents. Fry cooks? It's indiscriminate. No, this is insane. No woman got dicked down to death. I'm not going to say no woman, obviously.
I think there's been a few women that got dicked down to death.
Yeah, but I don't think it's that. I don't think it's common enough. He also played in a basketball game that night.
Yeah, I think the issue is I don't think that it's in the throes of passion that they're dicked down to death. I think it's a man committing tremendous violence, like against them that they're dicked down to death. I don't think somebody's
thinking pre-existing heart condition.
Yeah, I don't think. Yeah, right. It's not somebody, but I'm saying it's not somebody just like having a great time and then suddenly they just like die from giant penis.
I think things
are going awry from the beginning.
Yeah, if somebody died with a dick in them, you got to look at everything that happened in the 3 hours preceding.
Sure.
And they'll teach you that day one in detective school.
Yeah, you got to solve that case in 48 hours. Otherwise, it gets harder.
Just like that dick that killed her. Yeah, that's insane. You think he killed so many? And also, the NBA could not cover that up. If Magic Johnson killed a woman with his penis, it would get out.
It would get out
immediately.
I think that if nothing else, all the homophobic men who were so sort of thrown off by Magic Johnson's HIV diagnosis because they were calling it a gay disease back then. This is more than enough evidence for them to bring it up, being like, this is proof that he doesn't even have AIDS, that AIDS ain't or HIV, it isn't the thing that you're suggesting. He's not gay. He just loves women more than any of us.
If anything, that rumor is the one thing that could have got him back into the league at that time.
Right. That it's like, no, he doesn't have HIV. He's just got the biggest penis that ever was.
Yeah, he killed these 12 ladies after the Spurs game.
And he's sorry, San Antonio, but
no, he doesn't, you know. Hopefully you'll find a new comptroller.
So this goes on.
Because I think he fucked elected officials.
I will say that I really love that the diversity of the people that he's fucking in your imagination.
Yeah, yeah. No, anybody could get it as far as I thought.
But it sounds like not only anybody, but everybody. It sounds like he really is trying to hit all of like the scales of the market. You know what I mean?
When he's fucking. My own heart.
Yeah, I respect that. That's pretty cool.
I think it's cooler to fuck a ton of weird people than like a few hot people.
Right. To fuck like three models is fine, but to fuck like 68 working class gals from all over the market, that's each, something else.
Each with different attributes and stats.
Ooh, Roberta, she watch your kids.
Let's just say she worked at the Olive Garden because of the unlimited breadsticks. Stuff like that. That's what I'm into.
Hell yeah.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV True Crime Podcast, To Live and Die in LA. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Abusers in Hollywood are as old as the Hollywood sign itself. And while fame is the ultimate prize in Tinseltown, underneath it lies a shroud of mystery. Binge this season of Variety Confidential from Variety, Hollywood's number one entertainment news source, and iHeart Podcasts. 6 episodes are waiting for you right now to dive into what lies beneath the glitzy image of Hollywood's golden age and all the sex, money, and murder that's been swept under the rug for decades. Using the Variety archives, each episode offers a rare glimpse into little-known casting couch stories that have long lived in the shadows. So join us as we navigate the tangled web of Hollywood's secret history with host Tracy Patton, along with expert Variety reporters and correspondents, as they discuss the secret history of the casting couch to explore the scandalous history of Hollywood's casting process. Listen to Variety Confidential on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My name is Johnny B. Goode, and I'm the host of the new podcast, Creating a Con, the Story of BitCon. Over this 9-part series, I'll explore the life and crimes of my best friend, Ray Trapani.
I always wanted to be a criminal.
If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
You see, Ray has this unique ability to find loopholes and exploit them.
They collected $30 million. There were headlines about it.
His company, CentraTech, was one of the hottest crypto startups in 2017. It was going to change the world, until it didn't.
I came into my office, opened my email, and the subject heading was FBI request.
It was only a matter of time before the truth came out.
You can only fake it till you make it for so long before they find out that your Harvard degree is not so crimson.
How could you sit there and do something that you know will objectively cause more harm in the world?
Listen to Creating a Con, the Story of BitCon on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The additional part that he says, Marcus goes on to say that...
Did he say, P.S., we should be together too?
He does say that. No, he does say, P.S., and then I got nervous that you actually did know what he says. But
no,
he says,
I don't
P.S.,
know.
But you may ask, didn't he come back and play again? Yes, I would ask that. And Marcus says, yes, he did. But that's because NBA ratings were dipping from MJ's retirement. Insert Funk Flex bombs.
No, I'm not doing that.
You're not going to give Marcus the Funk Flex drop that he so desperately desires.
Michael Jordan was gone for one season. What are you talking about?
Well, Michael Jordan, I will say that the NBA had to, I would assume, had to have suffered pretty dramatic viewership loss at the hands of Michael Jordan leaving. I don't think that part feels.
Do you think Magic Johnson is the one who would have revived that? Do you think people would have been like, Michael Jordan's gone. Oh, but thank God, Magic. No offense to Magic. He was like 50. He wasn't 50, but he was old as fuck. That, like, he wasn't. That's not
He was definitely older. I will say that Magic left a face of the NBA. And so in that way, if I'm a desperate marketing man, I may not have made the right choice, but I may think if we can't have Michael, Magic is the next best in line. You can't put Isaiah Thomas's grumpy ass as the face. You know what I mean? Like,
who else
is the guy? Scottie Pippen, Jesus Christ, look at him. He ain't doing well, and he's long past his career.
I don't know, he's never been doing that well.
Scotty was struggling from top to bottom. He's
a sad man from Arkansas.
Charles Barkley is going to cuss and gamble on TV.
He's not your hero. He's having sex with prostitutes.
Yeah.
Not that the others weren't, but he's like more brazen about it.
Yeah, he's unreasonable about it.
I always liked Charles Barkley because he looked like a basketball.
It's like when you see a pigeon eating chicken and you're like, oh, you're not supposed to do that.
Yeah,
I don't think you're supposed to do that.
Look at that head.
That seems like we ain't supposed to see
he
that.
He looks like if a basketball could talk. This is your king?
Yeah, I just don't know that the league was necessarily flush with a lot of other opportunities at the time for faces.
No, I don't. And I'm sorry, Marcus. I'm sorry that we haven't reached out. You know, and what's this about? You said you liked your slit your wrist too. I mean, that shit is clowning, dog. Come on, how fucked up is you?
Eminem used to spit, man. I know. We're in an era. I know we're in an era where everybody is cool to make fun of Eminem. He raps bad, whatever now. But Eminem, he used to have it, baby. Come on. Give that White King his flowers.
I did think that song was deep when I was in the seventh grade.
Dog, I used to think Stan was like, man, he really did it.
He really did.
Bro, he really cracked the code.
Also, I am whatever you say I am. Which is, no, you need a better sense of self, my friend.
Yeah, and remember the video was him committing suicide. It was him jumping off of a building.
Yeah.
And then slamming into the ground and then getting up, I think. Like, he couldn't die from his own suicide attempt in the video.
That white guy had a lot of feelings.
Man, he was feeling a lot of stuff back then.
He had a lot of feelings back then.
And now he's pretty numb, and I think that we can tell the difference.
Yeah, I haven't gone back to the well.
No, I can't go back, but man, did I used to sit in the back of my dad's car and listen to him be mean to his ex-wife for hours at a time. Just a man threatening to abuse his family for legit hours.
Oh, yeah. Also his mom. Yeah.
Yeah, he was real mad at his mom.
He has very complicated relationships with women. Really more so than I would say other rappers.
Yeah, that's true. And they don't often, although he took his fair share of flack. He took his shit, but I think it was more rooted in his homophobia than it ever was about, like, just deeply hating his women in general, but the women in his life specifically.
The women closest to him.
Yeah. Damn. Well, Marcus, this jumped off the rails almost immediately. I will say, unlike Bori, I'm not bought into the conspiracy as a whole, but I will say that the part about bringing Magic back during the dip of the NBA makes much more sense to me. That, like, that seems legitimate. Now, whether or not it's because he split women in half is the part where I start to question it a little bit. And it sounds like your uncle is a man who has a bunch of other theories that maybe.
I bet we sit him down. He's got, this isn't even the tip of the iceberg.
Yeah, I don't think this is the one your uncle even believes in the most. I think he's got some other ones that he's much more adamant about.
I think so.
But I hope this answers your question. I think Magic Johnson probably was a very valuable face for the NBA and worth bringing back. Funk Flex, half a Funk Flex drop on that. And
that's called motherfucking.
That's called motherfucking.
That's what you get.
And I think Magic Johnson had a perfectly healthy penis at a certain time.
I think
time
he fucked a lot. I do think he fucked a lot. I think he fucked a lot.
Yeah. I'm not saying I think he earned whatever he ultimately got in his life.
Well, I don't think that's the way to look at sexually transmitted diseases, Langston.
I think he got the trophy, you know, and I think he worked hard for it.
All right. Well, this has been another mini episode of My Mama Told Me.
Bori, could you tell the people where they can find you? What cool shit you have?
Cool Guy Jokes 87 on Instagram. Come out and see me December 22nd through the 25th at the Jimmy Kimmel Comedy Club in Las Vegas. Thank you guys for coming out to shows too recently. It's been nice. I appreciate it when you come up and say hi.
Hell yeah. And as always, you can follow me at Langston Kerman. I'd love for you to say hi digitally or catch me on the street. I be at Ralph's sometimes. If you catch me, I'll say what's up. And as always, if you want to send us your own conspiracy theories, your own drops, if you want to tell us who you think Magic Johnson fucked to death, please send their names to mymamapod@gmail.com. We would love to hear from you. And that's about it. Bye, bitch.
Motherfucking mini episode. Mini episode. Motherfucking mini episode. My mama told me. Motherfucking mini episode. Mini episode. Motherfucking mini episode. My mama told me.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta
right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars, because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Abusers in Hollywood are as old as the Hollywood sign itself. And while fame is the ultimate prize in Tinseltown, underneath it lies a shroud of mystery. Binge this season of Variety Confidential from Variety, Hollywood's number one entertainment news source and iHeart podcasts. 6 episodes are waiting for you right now to dive into the secret history of the casting couch, to explore the scandalous history of Hollywood's casting process. Listen to Variety Confidential on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.